Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord. With you
may
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us for our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and God's praise will continually be in our mouths. We like to say top of the morning to you, to you, to you, and to you too. Glory be to God as we come to celebrate Jesus Christ on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be praised. We want to welcome all of our first-time visitors on this morning. Welcome, 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 welcome. So glad to have you with us on today. Please have a seat at the breakfast table. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda, amen, bringing you greetings from the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is King and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We are rejoicing on today because Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord of all. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And we are happy, 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 and happy. Glory be to God. Our scripture this morning, glory be to God, coming out of Matthew chapter number 17, verse number 22. Glory be to God. And it reads like this. When they came together in Galilee, he said to them, the Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men. They will kill him, and on the third day, he will be raised to life. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord spoke it. It had been prophesied years before it even took place. Hallelujah, that Jesus was going to die. Hallelujah. He came to die. There was a purpose that he stepped down 42 generations to die. It was the reason that God gave his only son to die. It was prophesied before he came. Amen. That unto us a child is given. Glory be to God. So Jesus prophesied his own death. Many did not understand it. Hallelujah. But it came to pass. Hallelujah. Just like he said he was going to die, Jesus died. 3 days later, the day after tomorrow, the third day is always the day after the tomorrow, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, rose again. I want to share this poem with you, amen, that came from one of our ministry partners, glory be to God. She shared it with me, and it's not her poem. She didn't write it. I don't know where she got it from, but she gave it to me to share. I'd like to read this to you. It says, Sunday is coming. It's Friday. Jesus is praying. Peter is sleeping. Judas is betraying, but Sunday is coming. It's Friday. Pilate is struggling. The council is conspiring. The crowd is vilifying. They don't even know that Sunday is coming. It's Friday. The disciples are running like sheep without a shepherd. Mary is crying. Peter is denying, but they don't know that Sunday is coming. It's Friday. The Roman beat my Jesus. They robed him in scarlet. They crowned him with thorns, but they don't know that Sunday is coming. It's Friday. See Jesus walking to Calvary, his blood dripping, his body stumbling, and the spirit burden. It's only Friday. Sunday is coming. It's Friday. The world is winning. People are singing. And evil is grinning. It's Friday. The soldiers nailed my Savior's hands to the cross. They nailed my Savior's feet to the cross. And then they raised him up next to criminals. It's Friday. But let me tell you something. Sunday is coming. It's Friday. The disciples are questioning what has happened to their king. And the Pharisees are celebrating that their scheming has been achieved. But they don't know. It's only Friday. Sunday is coming. It's Friday. He is hanging on the cross, feeling forsaken by his Father, left alone and dying. Can't nobody save him. Oh, it's Friday, but Sunday is coming. It is Friday. The earth trembles. The sky grows dark. My King yield his spirit. It's Friday. Hope is lost. Death has won. Sin has conquered. And Satan just laughing. It's Friday. Jesus is buried. A soldier stands guard and a rock is rolled into place. But it's Friday, only Friday. Jesus is coming. Amen. What a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful poem. Glory be to God. Ties right into our scripture for this morning, Matthew 17:22. Glory be to God. When Jesus spoke, amen, and told them that the Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men, they will kill him. And on the third day, he will be raised again. Amen. Yes, it was Friday. Amen. And everything went down just the way, amen, that poem, amen, told us. I'd like to draw your attention this morning to Matthew chapter number 28. And it reads like this. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake. For the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come, see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, all hail. And they came and held him by his feet and worshiped him. Then said Jesus unto them, be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. Blessed be the name of the Lord for the reading of his word on this morning. Beloved, just as that poem has encouraged us, just as the scriptures, amen, has declared and confirmed, Jesus died on Friday. Jesus was risen again as he said he would. Glory be to God on the third day. Hallelujah. 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 And then Jesus has something else to say, beloved. Jesus rose again. Jesus was on earth for 40 days after his resurrection. Hallelujah. After Jesus' resurrection. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 6. First Corinthians chapter number 15, starting at verse number 4, verse 3. For what I received, I pass on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins, according to the scriptures, that he was buried and that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 brothers at once, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of them, which most of them have fallen to sleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all of the apostles. And last of all, he appeared to me also as to one of an untimely birth. Beloved, we have documented proof. The same way we believe that Abraham Lincoln was here, the same way we believe that George Washington was here, the same way we believe everything else in history. When we read our history books, it's because we have documented proof. We have documented proof that Jesus appeared to over 500 people, including his disciples, after the resurrection. Documented proof. If we don't believe this, we have to do away with our history books. Jesus appeared. Jesus was on 40 days after his resurrection. We want to thank God for that number 40. Jesus spent 40 days in the wilderness being tempted of the devil, and now he has 40 days on earth after his resurrection. But beloved, when we get to Mark chapter number 16, verse 19, it says, so then, after the Lord has spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. There it is, beloved. That's the message on today. Jesus got up. Jesus got up. Jesus died. Jesus rose from the dead. Beloved, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he's coming back again. And he's coming back again. Hallelujah. Just like he said he would. Hallelujah. Just like he said he would. The question is, will you be ready? Hallelujah. Will you be ready, beloved? Hallelujah. Will you be ready when Jesus returns? Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Will you be ready? Hallelujah. Jesus got up, beloved. He's not in the graveyard. He's not dead. Hallelujah. He is alive. Hallelujah. He rose. He rose. Hallelujah. And he's coming back again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Will you be ready? Revelation says, and behold, I am coming soon. Hallelujah. Blessed is the one who keeps the words of the prophecy of my book. Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me. He's coming back, beloved. He's coming back. He's coming back. Just like he said he would. Everything that's been prophesied about Jesus has come to pass. His birth was prophesied years, thousands and thousands of years before he came. Jesus came. His death was prophesied. Jesus died. His resurrection was prophesied. Jesus arose. Beloved, Jesus is coming back. Will you be ready? Will you be ready? Hallelujah. If you have never received Jesus Christ in your heart as Lord and Savior, if you have never received Jesus, if you let the holiday get past you, maybe you went to church, maybe you didn't go to church, whatever. Amen. You said you was going to go, you didn't go. Maybe you went and you still didn't make a difference. We encourage you today to make Jesus your choice, because he's coming back again. He's coming a second time. He's coming quickly. You're going to have less than a second notice. You're not going to have time to do nothing. Will you be ready when he comes? We want to take you to the altar of prayer. Hallelujah. Salvation. For those of you who do not know the Lord Jesus, please repeat after me. Father God, I come to you as I am. I ask that you would forgive me for all of my sins and my transgressions. I confess them before you now. I ask that you would save my soul. As I open up my heart and I open up my mouth and I confess the Lordship of Jesus Christ, I invite Jesus Christ by faith to come and live on the throne of my heart, to rule and to reign. Glory be to God, to lead me, to guide me, direct me. In Jesus' name, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for saving my soul and helping me to live the life that I was created to live in your kingdom. Amen and amen and amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. He's coming back, saints. Hallelujah. Jesus got up. Jesus got up. Hallelujah. We danced and we shouted on that fact that Jesus got up. Amen. Now let us dance and shout on the fact that Jesus is coming back again, just like he said he would. Will you be ready? Amen. Father God, we thank you for your word on this morning. We give your name all the praise, the glory, and the honor. We thank you, Father God, for the birth of Jesus. We thank you for the life of Jesus, the miracles of Jesus, the faith of Jesus, with his prayer life, his love, his compassion. We thank you for Jesus, his truth, his integrity, his holiness, his righteousness, his godliness. We thank you for everything about Jesus. We thank you for the death of Jesus. We thank you, Father, that he died on time. Thank you for the burial. Thank you for those who assisted him. Thank you, Father. We say thank you. Thank you for those, Father God, who crucified him, that they were just fulfilling scripture. They was being used. Oh, didn't even know they was being used. Glory be to God. You knew the ones, Father God, whose heart was hard enough to work your plan. And Father God, most of all, we thank you for the resurrection of Jesus, that he got up, that Sunday came, and Jesus got up. And Father God, because he got up, we got up. And the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is the same spirit that's going to raise us and have already raised us. Thank you, Father God, that we are seated in the heavenly place, even right now. Hallelujah. Far above principalities. Thank you, Father. Thank you. And we also want to thank you. Just like Jesus got up, just like Jesus ascended back into heaven, he's coming back again. Thank you, Father, for his return. And thank you, Father, for helping us to be ready. Not to be getting ready, but to be ready when Jesus returns. Thank you. We bless you. Thank you for the souls that gave their life to Christ. Father God, hallelujah. Today, all through the weekend, Father God, we say thank you. Thank you for the universal call. Thank you, God, for these men and women and these boys and girls. We thank you for them. Thank you for everyone that you used over the weekend and every day preaching the gospel, sharing the seven last words, going into the highways and the byways, compelling men and women to come. We say thank you. We say thank you. And all things, we give you praise. And all things, we give you thanks. Thank you, God. Father, thank you. Hallelujah. The day after the resurrection, hallelujah, was a joyous day. Hallelujah. It was a quiet and a joyous day. And so, Father, we thank you for the joy in today. Hallelujah. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We thank you for your divine protection. We thank you, Father God, for ordering our steps. We thank you for canceling bad news. We say thank you, Father. We say thank you that no evil by any means shall come upon us. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. We seal this service. We seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. And we decree and we declare and we declare and we decree that Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Everybody have a lovely day. Hallelujah. Just remember he got up. Jesus got up. He was seen. He was seen, baby. He got up. And the same way he got up, he's coming back. Will you be ready? Glory be to God. Thank God that we are ready. Hallelujah. Let us stay ready and help to get somebody else ready. In Jesus' name. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia. Everybody have a blessed and an awesome day. Amen.
How Can I say thanks for the things you've done for me? Things so undeserved. You even came to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels cannot express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, I owe it all to thee. Can I say that one more time? Oh, how can I say thanks for the things God's done for me? Things so undeserved. And came to prove his love for me. The voices of a million angels cannot express my gratitude. Glory to God. All that I am and ever hope to be, yeah, I owe it all to thee. And to God be the glory. Jesus.